Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
I had a story about Miles. Basically, like back in the day on Twitter, right? I've stored this for like 10 plus years.
Oh, wow.
Nothing crazy.
But you're going to get punched up, Miles.
You know how I used to be very, very active on socials?
You're going to get punched
before
up,
before you got cancelled and then started leg swinging, yeah.
I mean, I was leg swinging before that. But
what did Vooch get cancelled for?
He started
friends with Jeremy Corbyn.
He started a cult.
That's something I thought about, but... No.
Back
to the story. I was dancing on a bus stop at a carnival, and then Miles was tweeting, like, oh, look at this attention seeker. He's annoying.
Is he?
Oh, man. He still don't help his friends.
There were a lot of people upset about the amount of research that went into our last draft, a lot on camera, Googling. I'm not the comments. I will never be the comments. I got my own rules.
What's wrong with the comments?
They're not in charge of the rules. It's the only thing's wrong with the comments. Like they said that Miles had a bad game for Nader Manuaha. I disagree. I think Miles had a 10 out of 10.
Well, let's ask Miles what he thinks.
Nah, he's not on this episode. But we're going back to the well. We did something that we all had a lot of fun doing last time we did it.
Pause.
I didn't get to do it.
And that is the controversial draft. That is all controversial players. You're going to build a team. You're going to try and make it good, but you're also going to try and make it as controversial as possible.
So not ability. We're talking about controversy.
Ability's got to come into it. You could pick, you know, someone who maybe got kicked out of Colchester for smashing stuff up, but he did it at Colchester. Was he that good? Who knows?
No ability.
Exactly.
No ability.
That your team might not be great if you pick that guy. Devo.
Yo.
Stars or ones?
Ones.
Stars. Oh, perfect. So okay, that, yeah. So your ones, Steve-O, and your stars, Lippy.
One star.
Geordie?
Living in let the stars.
Know. It's stars.
I will my
would
way.
You want to go first or last?
In a man
that's not how you do it in battle rap, man. You win
wait,
the coin toss.
Wait, you sure it was?
No, 100%. It doesn't benefit me.
I feel like controversial, you can make anything controversial.
My freedom first pick is a bit strong. Wow.
Come on, go Jim.
His name is... Christoph Metzelder.
Oh.
Do you remember him, boys?
What did he do?
Why? It's controversial.
I only know Zelda.
Why?
Let's not go into the details.
Let's be very political with you don't how have you to explain this.
I'm just going to say what's written. I've gone on Wikipedia. There's a list of prisoners that have been convicted of things. That have been convicted of things. It says Christoph Metzelder. It happened. Oh, but he wasn't a footballer when it happened, though.
He's a footballer.
Nah, it works.
He only got he got 10 months suspended sentence for this.
What, Lippy?
Distribution of pornography.
Was it? Dortmund, yeah?
My Specs Miles, your first draft pick.
Are you not going to confer?
Yeah, I'm going to go first. don't cut to me after Lippy's thing. But can I pick R9?
For what? What was controversial about R9?
World Cup 98, apparently a UFO landed in his room. No, but this is something I read.
Nope. Wrong.
No, it's not wrong. It's still great, though.
That is one of the theories, so I think that makes
UFO
it controversial.
That's what they're trying to
say. This is before Fabio Marini as well.
PK Humble, your first pick.
I'm going to go with something that's... I'm going recency bias. Nuno Tavares, I saw him lips and a dog.
That is controversial.
And it was non-consensual. Because you asked the dog, the dog said woof. the dog didn't want it.
Geordie.
The guy I'm going to go for is a top scorer
in jail in Paraguay. Won all the cups there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A treble winner. Multiple passports. One of the best footballers I've ever seen. Ronaldinho.
Oh, he's in prison?
We didn't pick him last time.
No.
Have you seen that film when the guy's in prison, but he, like, people leave the prison and they go back in?
Cat D.
No, it's not Cat D.
Kat Von D.
It was in Brazil, I think. No one's watched that film.
My first pick is one of the most controversial football players of all time. Because every day that passes, he gets more and more controversial. And I think if you go on Dave Vujanic's YouTube history, he pops up a lot. Yeah. He played in England for Northampton.
Yeah.
He played for Oxford.
Yeah.
He was actually signed as a kid to Coventry.
Yeah.
He's now selling out arenas when they let him, talking about lizards.
Oh, no way.
He was a weatherman, and he called himself the Return of Jesus Christ. It's David Icke.
What a pick. That is such a rouge pick. How didn't I think of that one?
Obviously, I've got a little bit of an in with Balkan football. So I'm going to go Umar Sadiq. He's a Nigerian striker. Yeah, he's decent. You know, he plays for Almeria now, I think. During a game in Serbia, he got subbed off. He sat on the fence where the fans are, and he just went on the phone. Spoke to his wife.
He had a phone on the bench.
Yeah, the wife asked him, why have you been subbed off? And he just told her, like, yeah, I got subbed off early. It's all right. It's all good. I'll be home soon.
Oh, there's transcripts.
And look, there's a photo. You can find a photo online.
Good pick, because no one saw it coming. Poet, your first pick.
Specs definitely reminded me of something that happened during COVID that confused me. I love Jamaica, as we know. And shout out, Marks has gone back there. And Jamaica's famous for so many things. Bob Marley, PK, and when he wants to go
Bob
there.
Bob Marley's a controversial football player.
He is. And another controversial football player is Chris Smalling. And I remember this story because I think my cousin hit me up. Chris Smalling apparently saw an alien with his missus in Jamaica in 2021, but was too embarrassed to take his phone out as he was gobsmacked. This is facts. There are no aliens in Jamaica, by the way, as well.
When I heard him, so I've seen it. Hey?
No.
There's bare aliens.
When I heard
there,
him speak,
Chris Smalling saw aliens in Jamaica. Nah.
His voice is controversial too.
That's not controversial enough. Steve-O the Madman, you got two picks.
I've got two picks. Right, let me get this one out of the way. This one is a player, and it's controversial because he is the richest footballer currently playing right now.
Oh, great pick.
He is the son of the Sultan of Brunei, and everyone hates him. Brunei, yeah. He can't really play, but he was playing for Leicester. He didn't deserve to be there. Obviously, he was paid. So he plays for Port FC now. People hate him. Yeah, I'm going to put him in. It's very controversial.
Plays for who?
And his name is?
Port FC. His name is Farik Bolka.
Bolka.
61 rated on FIFA.
Is it?
And what position does he play?
FIFA,
Theo?
Like 2 FIFAs ago.
Striker.
Winger.
Winger. Solid pick. Left wing.
You got two picks, Steve.
Oh, and then my second controversial. Did you lot put, I asked you earlier, did you lot put Roberto Roja in the last draft? Goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Chilean.
Yeah.
Damn it.
He's right. The one that murdered his
No,
wife.
No.
Okay, what's he? What's
okay, so this guy, a flare came on the pitch, they were losing, and the flare came on the pitch, and he pretended to get hit, and he pulled out a razor and sliced his face. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Serious?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Roberto Roja.
He's got a razor just there, like.
It's Brazil. Yeah. What country is it?
Chilean.
Yeah, South America, man.
Poet, your second pick.
My second
Going
pick.
Chris Smalling. Not that controversial.
Fair enough. This one's crazy, because he was rude to me.
Oh, I know it is.
Yes, he was rude to me.
I know it is. It's my missus.
90% of people that you've met?
Nah, don't live your life. Lucas Podolski
definitely
is...
Definitely not my life.
It's definitely not mine. I've got a lot of friends.
Podolski. He's got no friends.
He was rude to me in 2018, but we can talk about him kicking a photographer, allegedly, in 2015 whilst playing for Galatasaray. This is none other than the idiot himself, Lucas Podolski.
The idiot
he's a photographer.
Are you going to have that, Specs?
I'm not, because you met Podolski.
Do you know what? You're right. I apologize. Very pleasant, despite the fact you told me she didn't like me.
You lot shook hands.
We did.
She tried to hide because she saw you first.
Vincent Stone Cold.
I'm going to do, he's a friend of mine, as you know him. He used to play for Crystal Palace. His name's Sasha Churchich.
Yes, a legend.
Ooh. Yeah, he used to play for Crystal Palace. The guy, he just lived a controversial life, man. There was a photo of him driving a tractor in the middle of Serbia, the capital city.
Is he far right?
No, he's just having a good time. And obviously in England, he played for Bolton as well. but he was having too much of a fun time in general. Obviously, the clubs, the parties, and the antics. He went on Big Brother in Serbia, won it as well.
Wow.
So, yeah, and the farm. And The Farm, another reality TV show over there. So he's really cool. And you meet him, I think, on this show,
he would be
if you ever want
it.
Him,
yeah.
I'll call him up, bring him down.
He would
he's
kill
got
it.
Story. You know so his best friend was in America?
You got his number?
Dennis Rodman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're crazy.
If you don't want a story,
oh my
and a
God.
Guest.
He doesn't stop talking, though, Vooch. He doesn't stop talking.
I'm going to pick a right back. I'm going to pick a right back who went on Instagram Live and said that his manager was an F word.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good player. A bit chaotic, but he's not been chaotic for a couple of years.
He assaulted
a
police
officer. He's also assaulted a police officer, but I prefer to think of him talking about Laurent Blanc being an F word.
He said something about
with Zlatan.
Ibrahimovic too.
Both
yeah.
for them two together. His name is Serge Aurier.
Oh, rude boy. Rude boy. Rude boy.
Jordy, your next pick.
My striker caused death by dangerous driving.
I know who.
Specs.
I didn't cause death. I just caused broken pelvis.
You're an idiot.
What did you cause?
Broken pelvis.
You know how mad that is.
Managed to get away with community service.
What?
I know.
What? But Specs went down for more than that.
And his son plays for Bournemouth today. Patrick Clavert.
Is he?
Really? I didn't know that. Know that
serious?
You got that from Reddit, man. That's
we have the same birthday.
Reddit. No, Reddit's a good source.
PK Humble.
On my list, I've got a few names, but the one I'm going to go with, he's actually come here before. And I'm going to go with
I was gonna pick
Troy
him.
Deeney.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's good.
I'm going to go with Troy Deeney, not only because of what he was saying. I think he's got one of the strongest faces in football that are very controversial. Face is scrunched up. He's got a squisher face.
Mm-hmm. You call it squisher face?
Did you tell him that when he was here?
Nah. He's got big hands, bricklayer hands. And he said he was working since he was 12 years old. So.
And what's the controversial thing he's done?
His face, isn't it? It's controversial.
He's been to jail.
Oh, yeah. And that.
Specs Miles.
Meow.
Okay. Yeah.
Now I've got your attention. This footballer.
What the hell? Vooch. Attention
seeker. Thinking about that for so long.
I couldn't work out who he was talking to. Miles,
hey.
Go.
Yeah, this player I'm going to pick, he's he boots cats.
Boots and cats. Boots and cats.
Boots and cats. And I'm a cat lover. You lot know that, man. R.I.P. to Basil.
Not anymore, man. That's done.
Stairs cat.
That's done.
So, Specs were picking Kurt Zuma.
Yeah.
He's a cat lover, but he boots cats.
Next up, Lippy. Joining Christoph Metzelder, the wildest pick so
yeah,
far.
Yeah, the wildest pick. This one's a bit calmer. But I actually rate this one. This is the kind of controversy that I like. This guy used to play for Bolton and he actually had a connection to the Danish Hell's Angels gang.
Wow.
And I think he has the best name. One of the best names ever, not even just footballers. His name was Stig Tofting.
Ooh. Stiff. He's got a Stig Tofting.
You got two picks, yeah.
Nah. Let me go UK up front.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I know exactly where he's going.
Poets Bridget.
Oh.
Why? Don't do that.
Nah, because I'm trying to win the
don't,
game.
No, don't say Poets Bridget, though.
Nah, but I'm picking him because he's a good player. But nah, Ranger, man.
Good pick, Lippy. Specs Miles.
Who are we going for? Remember, we're building a strong team.
And one mic it means one voice.
Okay, so Specs it's my Miles. Pick. Right, let me tell you. I'm going to go with a...
Oh my.
Box to box.
Hot breath.
Midfielder. They said he had to wear basketball shorts in 1998 because his pipe was opposite to the guy on my right. Circumcised twice.
It, yeah? He said far right.
And one of his teammates said it was like a horse. Patrick Vieira.
What's controversial you, about
no,
Patrick
no,
Vieira?
What? Horse? You got a horse's pipe? It's not controversial.
How about you spat at Neil Ruddock?
No!
On pitch.
Okay.
On pitch.
Oh, through the pipe, of course.
You remember when he punched the fan? When he was Palace manager?
No,
oh, yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah.
No,
that.
No. You can't have a horse's pipe as a human being.
I'm going to go with a man that should have... He probably failed every single medical, and that's why he's controversial. Craig Bellamy. He's got one of the worst physiques in history. I don't know what he's got. No shoulders, high shoulders.
No neck.
Yeah, he looks like he's wearing NFL gear.
I don't even think he's got a vertebrae.
That's his body's armor.
And he's controversial because
of his physique.
Golf club.
Golf club.
Oh yeah, he beat up John Arisa, but John Arisa said he won the fight. So one of them's lying.
Did you tell John Arisa that?
He got 99 shot power. I don't want
to
tell him that.
So two of your picks are stories related to guests we've had. Just this and the guests.
Realistically, so now guests don't want to come on because I'm going to diss them.
Jordi joining Ronaldinho and Patrick Kluivert.
Centre back.
Barcelona players. And Milan. Back. Both play for Barcelona and Milan.
Centre back. German, Ghanaian.
Oh, yeah.
And do you know what, yeah? I know I read assault, but I know something else that I can't confirm.
You know something else that you
can't
confirm?
Yeah. We can't confirm it. He left a couple clubs because of it. His name is Jerome Boateng.
Mm-hmm. What did he do?
On paper, he hit a girl. I think he hit his missus. And man, you lot dig deeper if you want.
Is that allowed? On the last controversial draft, I picked, my team was called Fathers Raise Your Sons. So my pick is Dwight York.
Rah, gets like that, man.
Is this what we're doing, guys, yeah?
David Bjanic.
I'm going to go Taribo West.
What was controversial about him?
Well, I don't know, look, I don't know if it's not the hair.
It's not controversial, it's good hair.
No, but the image.
Oh, no, it got bad at the end, actually, yeah.
Terrible.
Just a couple bits sticking out, yeah.
I don't think it's controversial, but he did become a priest.
That's not controversial.
That is controversial.
But someone might view that as controversial.
What? As a footballer? Priest as a footballer, yeah.
Let's just say he was a cult leader. Let's not say he's a
centre
priest.
Back and a priest. Is he not a priest?
Some of these priests, though, boy.
See, that's enough. That's enough.
A cult leader is controversial.
You don't think it's controversial?
He's not a cult leader, he's a priest.
Go again.
All right, I'm not taking out a cord. I'm going to go. This is like three players in one. Because it's a situation that happened. Before the game. But it's three or four of them, did it?
But you could pick one.
Just pick one of them.
All right, cool. Then I will go Marko Pantelic. He was a Serbia striker. Serbia against Germany, 2010 World Cup. He was caught with four other players drinking a beer and smoking cigarettes in a hotel room having a party before the game.
Very good. Oh, he's.
And then you can pick the other three without telling these.
True, there's three others that were there.
I like his face as well, man.
Now, man, Pantelic is a cool guy, but I mean, yeah, that's mad. But we won the game.
Poet.
Everyone, can you pick a victim of the controversy?
I think it's all about context.
Well, he's made up with the guy now. I saw them, I think it was a Champions League game. They were chatting. So I was like, oh, you're cool now. But 7-8 years ago, he slept with your gal. Kevin De Bruyne has made up with Courtois.
You're picking Kevin De Bruyne?
Yeah, because you need a good side. Big man, I've got some terrible players here.
You should pick Courtois.
Well, then I'm picking Courtois. I thought he was already picked. Yeah, Courtois for sleeping with Kevin De Bruyne's girl, staying with her, and then forcing Kevin De Bruyne and him to be friends.
Is that alleged or is that fact?
That is facts. He's with the girl now. They've made up. It's all cool. Kevin De Bruyne's got a new girlfriend, new family. Life is life.
Steve-O the Madman.
Life be life.
You've got two picks.
First pick I'm going to go for is centre-back. We'll get some centre-backs in there. And it's an old West Ham manager, Slaven Bilic.
Why was he controversial?
He done a lot of things. He was a smoker during his playing days, which at the time was controversial, but that's not it. There was a time where he faked an injury against Laurent Blanc and he held his face and he...
Oh, of course.
Yeah, and then Laurent Blanc got sent off and then Bilic gets up and he ended up being very...
Is that World Cup 98?
Possibly. It was around, yeah. So that's Bilic at centre-back.
Yeah, well done.
Up top, I want to go with Unks, Mr. Wright. Did we put him in the last one?
Is he done?
He went prison for 2 months when he was...
I suppose, yeah.
And then he obviously came out.
Unpaid parking tickets.
And then driving without insurance.
Poet, you're back.
My guy, man. We're going for a Dutch player that punished Arsenal once upon a time in a 3-0 win. He then went over to Everton. Don't know why he went there. And in his second season, his missus hired a private detective to find out what is going on with this guy, only to find out Van der Meijden, man. He all went into depression. So that happened. She found out he was cheating, took the U, ducked out, and then his career was an absolute mess from there. Went into depression. But he was having parties with loads of strippers.
I didn't do nothing to the U.
And probably Duncan Ferguson. Allegedly with that one.
He was on a podcast this week, Duncan Ferguson.
Oh, I heard what he said. He said the story that I love to hear. But yeah.
David Vianic, you're back up.
So I'm going to go, it's another man that I actually appreciate. Me and Poet have... I appreciate this man. I just remembered what I said, didn't it?
Possibly, we need to hear the outcome.
Dan Lovren.
Yes.
He's done a lot of things.
Amazing, man.
Yeah. I'm going to go with, because there was the one statement with that me and Poet where he said he's pretty much better than Sergio Ramos. During the lockdown, he was tweeting a lot of David Icke stuff.
Yep, he was.
So, you know, I'm in solidarity with that one.
You can chat to my team, yeah.
We're going to blur you this episode, you know.
What?
We're going to blur you.
Why?
It's a lot of backing.
Ah, fuck. But obviously, you know,
this is why we don't let white people on the show.
It was obviously the jabs. He was tweeting about the jabs, and he was. I mean, look, who here is actually jabbed? Be honest.
I'm going to go to right back. I'm going to pick a player who was responsible for 3 major injuries. He's having a bad time now, so I feel bad for him. But he did some damage at a period in his life when he was driving his teammates for Derby County.
Oh.
Oy.
Richard Keogh.
What? Why did I think it was Wisdom that was driving?
Geordie, you're up.
He was away with the England camp and decided to sneak off with a mate who I cannot name because he was on last week's
episode.
Sorry,
I've picked 2 right backs. So I'm just going to put Richard Keogh at centre back.
And he took... Finland girls, Icelandic girls or something.
They're Scandinavian.
Took him to the hotel and had his way with them.
I love that. Situations.
I saw videos of them just chatting.
Situations. And Gareth Southgate said, I'm not going to look at you again.
I said, Southgate.
Phil Foden.
I've got Chancel Mbemba.
What's he done?
What? They sent archaeologists to see him.
Fake age.
They done bone marrow test and they Big said that he was there.
He's anything between 86 and 91.
Is that right?
Chancel Mbemba. He lied and he lied compulsively.
He had a fight yesterday.
He got caught,
yeah.
Didn't he?
Yeah, he got caught. He got caught when he was at Porto, I think.
Yeah, Porto. He had a fight with the whole of Morocco yesterday.
They done the bone test on him. They done the bone test on him and it came out negative.
He bought bones. He deets the bones.
Listen, this player I'm going to pick next is a fantastic player. He's done it in all the leagues he's gone to. There's 2 types of reason he could be in this controversial list, but I'm going to pick the one that's more relatable to me and other people in this room right now.
What position is he playing?
He's number 10.
Thank you.
He's our number 10. He's a creative player.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a lot of political stances. He's standing up for his people, but
you're slowing the game down.
He played a match. You're right.
I'm sorry.
Okay. He was playing Twitch while his team was playing live, and they lost. And he's playing Fortnite at home. And they said to him, "Why didn't you turn up?" He faked an injury so he could play Twitch all night.
Mm-hmm.
He's streaming.
Mm-hmm.
He was ahead of the game.
Facts.
He's still streaming now.
Facts.
It's Mesut Ozil.
Flippy, you got 2 picks.
I want to pick the... Bro, I'm going to mash up specs one day. You know? I swear to God, bro. Hey,
how are you going to do that?
Bro, sell my mum's life, bro. Hey, I want to pick the Scorpion kick. Keeper Rene
Higuita,
because he, I don't know if he went to prison for it. It's a good thing that he done actually, but it was illegal. He was involved in the negotiation of someone returning in a kidnapping or something.
Okay.
Big boys as well. I think
he's a hero.
I think he delivered the money. He was the one that delivered the money.
The hero.
The ransom money.
The suitcase.
Yeah. Inside job. The suitcase. And
inside job, perhaps.
Yeah, obviously the suitcase.
The suitcase.
It's always in the suitcase in the films, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not going to be in a Just Do It bag, is it?
Then I will go. Was he picked last time? Did we pick? Was there a lot of racist people picked last time?
There was a few.
Just say it. Any racist people that's gone upstairs kind of recently?
Well, maybe not.
Inter Milan, left-footed, free-kick specialist.
He hit the stairs?
Mihailovic, yeah, he died.
Oh, I was going to say Rokoba.
Yeah, I found out today.
I don't think he was picked.
Yeah, now I have Mihailovic.
I found out today.
I was expecting him to pick him because he's been talking about him all day.
Okay, so Vieira, you're going to go holding. And the guy that blamed the Juju doctor, Paul Pogba, is my midfield. Pogba is on, and who? Vieira.
I'll take him.
That's a great midfield.
That's a great midfield, bro.
Great midfield.
You're going to win too many games, though.
Do you know what our striker is? Vieira, Pogba, Ozil.
What did Vieira do?
He punched the fan when he's Palace manager and he has
cheating.
A
cheating. You're both cheating.
Yeah. PK.
Man said Juju. Man called Juju.
Is Pogba suspended, by the way? Right now.
Yes, currently.
Doping. I'm going with a man that, what did he do?
I don't know.
He had,
oh, brother, are you tired?
Identity crisis. No. He had an identity crisis. He tried to do dual resignation.
Oh, I know this, man.
Nah, let him land, please.
Go on, you don't know this.
We ain't got time for you to think.
Dual resignation, and it didn't even work out for him. Imagine that. Almunia.
Who's Almunia, bro?
The goalkeeper.
Almunia.
Oh, Almunia.
What's dual resignation?
He tried to,
he was English. Remember, he wanted to play for it. What's controversial about Almunia?
Because you're trying to change. You got personality disorder. You're trying to change. You
see how he's making it?
I hear it.
You see? What do you mean? A man thought he was English.
The comments were waiting for you lot.
He thought he was English because he was going to play and he wasn't English.
Rejected.
How can he be rejected? Being English anyway?
How though?
If you go way back, there is no England.
Marco Senna, he's Brazilian, he plays for Spain.
Yeah, but it worked out for him. This didn't work out for him. So it's stupid.
Okay. Not controversial.
But he also, he hid that he had a heart condition.
All right then.
Yeah.
He hid that he had a heart condition, so he's a compulsive liar.
Jordy, you're up.
Best right back in Prem history.
Gary Neville.
Gary Neville?
What, the DMR?
Yeah, well, the guy's just got in trouble. He's been getting in trouble. Oh, did you pick him? He got in trouble in lockdown.
Yeah, we picked him last episode, yeah.
Try again.
There's another great right back who's...
Danny Simpson.
He got picked. Miles picked him.
All right. Now I have to freestyle.
I've got... But there's another right back. Go to the next best right back in the league.
Reece James.
No, the other one.
Trent.
Yeah.
Trent. Trent.
What's he done?
Oh, brother. You done it on your turf, on Snapchat.
DMing the pregnant girl.
They remember the craziness you're saying.
And Will Ennis girl. He did that from the changing room once.
You're doing no jumper again, T, man.
No, I don't know that. That's public information.
Andrew 22, can I?
Good pick. I'm going to pick Andrew a player 22. Who was, you know, Anthony Gordon in the face.
Yeah.
And Anthony Gordon in the team he plays for. Yeah. And Anthony Gordon in the style of play.
Okay, I know who you're going for.
There's a winger who used to play for Newcastle United who was accused of racism as a coach. He's a legendary player, but Anthony Gordon in the face. Mm-hmm. Peter Beardsley.
Yes. Get him out.
Vooj.
I'm going to
Reba West.
It's back in the Balkans, Red Star Belgrade. Actually, this tweet went viral recently, even though it happened a few years ago. It was Gwelo Kanga from Gabon, who apparently was born before his mum, and he had to prove it.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
One sec, but that was wrong. It was false. That wasn't true.
But apparently the Federation had to investigate. That's what I was reading.
That's Gwelo Kanga. That's a great pick.
Yeah, what a player, man.
And it's current as well.
What a player, really.
Yeah, check out his goal against Krasnodar to... Red Star Belgrade.
Oh, wait, you're up.
What did I think?
I'm getting it up.
Oh. Get it up, pause.
Yeah, for real. 2015, good days, man. Not for Ryan Babel. He was being very rude to a woman on Twitter, telling her that she should grow a pair of something else before speaking about football with him.
It's crazy. Crazy that tweets did that, man.
There was more tweets, but I won't go through all of them. But yeah, a lot of controversial sexist tweets from Ryan Babel in 2015.
Really? Ryan Babel? Sorry, I never rated him.
What is he? Nah, no,
overrated.
Steve, the madman.
Yes, my man. I'm going to go to my right wing. And this is a player, played for Wales, played for Cardiff.
Freshest.
Good winger. Name's David Cotterill. And
what did David Cotterill do?
Well, hasn't he done? Recently, he done a story post saying that Obama is gay.
What?
Yeah, and he said. Also said Michelle
he's
Obama.
A man. Oh,
he's
a man.
Is
doing that stuff.
Yeah.
He's lost it.
Yeah, that's not nice. That's not nice.
There's legendary. There's scams that he's done and all sorts, man. Yeah, he's been on one recently, but he was a very nippy winger. That's my right wing, please. And then I'm gonna go in the middle of the park. Well, to one of my CMs. Yeah, we play CMs right here. Is Freddie Ljungberg. And the reason I'm putting Freddie Ljungberg, because you reminded me about his pipe.
I didn't remind you about his pipe.
When you said about him, you reminded me of that. And that he had put socks down there. He had faked it.
What, for Calvin Klein?
For Calvin Klein, it wasn't real.
Right, man, caught a pipe.
Poet, you're back.
I'm struggling, man. Roy Keane?
What did he do?
Well, he was on a lot. We did last episode, didn't we?
Yeah.
Now, Carlo Cudicini.
Oh, what's he done now?
He actually had a
You've
massive...
You've already got a goalkeeper. You got two goalkeepers.
Dude, so I wanted to pick... Can I just pick Kevin De Bruyne then?
Rush goalie.
No, you can't have both.
Why? When was that a rule? You can't have Kevin De Bruyne.
You can't have the victim and the perpetrator.
You don't pick Chris Rock because Will Smith slapped him.
All right, Ribery.
Okay, now you're cooking.
Ribery, obviously, as you know, I picked Benzema.
You've already got all
now.
Your forwards.
Damn it!
Yes!
I can't help you, Ellie.
I know, but I want you to have those.
I don't want it.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't want it.
I've
got my midfield.
This is mad. I got all my forwards.
Does he get Jed Spence if he does?
Jed Spence is controversial now.
Yeah.
He is controversial now.
Let's go with Jed Spence. His cousins are. He's done.
That's not why he's controversial.
His cousins are outside.
Because he didn't do the charity thing, allegedly.
I don't know if I can pick this because I don't know if it's controversial, but I've got a backup anyway. I like Gabor Kirati's pants because he wore that trackies.
Not controversial, but I like Gabor Kirati's pants as
what?
Well.
What?
He wore trackies, bruv.
That's not controversial.
It's kind of fashion-wise controversial wearing goal. Which keeper has worn grey tracksuits?
Baggy ones.
You.
Lost property.
Okay, me, but...
Yeah, that is, I feel like that's controversial.
Rejected.
Man.
I'm going Oscar.
Oscar? What's he done?
Okay. Nah, come on, man.
Yeah.
Oscar and his sister are quite close.
Oh, is that right?
Wow, T.
Who? Like, who did he say?
Like incest.
No, he... They got pictures where he's touching... He's not touching her booty. His hand is quite
Brazilian
low.
Brazilian Oscar. Yeah, they're piping each other. I seen it. Neymar.
We tried to be PC.
And there's a photo of them in bed, like, kissing on the cheek. Like.
Yeah, that's incest.
That's fine.
That's not... What?
No. Game of Thrones.
Nah, man, that's mash, man.
You're a
pick.
What's it? What are they called?
Lannister.
Never seen it.
Tigo Lannister.
I'm going to pick a player who played for Wrexham, Queen's Park Rangers, Pescara, Crawley Town, Partick Thistle, Sparta Rotterdam, Tours, Manchego, Cuidad Real, Lorca, Racing Murcia, Tabor Cesana, and Belfort. He's an international for Guinea.
Is he?
Oh, is he playing now?
And he tried to run up on his brother with a gang at Juventus's training grounds. Matthias Pogba.
That's close.
Wow.
Jordy.
See, I want to move Foden to the cam because I've got a right winger.
Not allowed. I know. You know what? Great question.
Controversial draft. Anything's
allowed. Right winger. My right winger is, he's done it all, man. Dutch. He's rapped. He's sold.
Ooh.
He's
stabbed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say it because of YouTube.
Man.
I can't believe he's made it to back to me. His name's Quincy Promise.
Oh, man. I'm mad.
Yeah.
He got done on the end curl. He's got low concentration.
Is he out now? He's out now, man.
He plays in Russia.
He's in Russia.
Because they can't get extradited.
It goes to the countries where it's safe.
PK, you're up.
I got a lot of players. I'm spoilt for choice right now. And I'm going to go with a man that's dad's into dominatrix. His dad likes to get tied up. It's Luis Diaz.
Oh, wow.
His dad doesn't like to get tied up.
That's what you think.
You see how he celebrated when he was free?
Nah, it was all an act, bro.
Specs and Miles.
This player here is very unfortunate, his controversy, because he was playing for his country and he loved his country, Lippy.
Oh, what happened?
He was a captain at the World Cup.
Mm-hmm. What else?
And he had a pressure penalty.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And he took this penalty, Lippy. But he didn't know it was going to be the last penalty he ever take of his life.
Wait, what?
Because he missed. And once he missed this penalty, the Colombian mafia... We've killed him.
Done him already.
Done him.
So therefore...
Nah, that was an own goal though. Is this one a penalty?
This one's a penalty.
No, I think he's Mexican, then my man.
And my one is Colombian. His name's called Andreas Escobar.
Yeah, nah, it's the same guy.
Same
goal.
We've done him.
Are you trying?
What's a pen?
It's good. It's good. You're trying.
Nah,
so your one was wrong.
The penalty's a brother.
Are you trying? It's cool.
No, but it's good delivery though.
And your backup pick was?
Oh, well, I'm going over to Sam Allardyce, centre back.
What?
Corruption.
Have you ever seen him play?
I like that pick.
No, but he's never seen Sam Allardyce play though.
Nah.
So.
what are you doing here?
Most of us. So who's the people that have seen Sam Allardyce play?
Put your hand up if you've seen Sam Allardyce play.
Poet, sorry.
What was that, his first youth
FA,
cup?
FA Youth Cup.
The FA Youth Cup early.
That's controversial in itself.
What are you putting Poet in?
Yeah.
Lippy.
I'm going to move. I've been on transfer market. I've been speaking to the scouts. I'm going to move now to the left wing. He can do it. He can
what?
Do it. It says it. That's what it says.
But I know him.
Across the front.
That's what they're saying.
Now he's got pace.
No Ranger left wing.
Yeah, you're going to put him on the left.
That stinks. No Ranger cannot play left wing.
He can, man. He had pace. When he mashed up Ashley Cole, I'm sure he was on the wing. He weren't playing in the nine. But I'm going to put Romario as my nine.
Because?
He's got pictures with guns and stuff. He bangs Simeone in his face. Yeah, just an overall bad
He
man.
Parties a lot.
Yeah,
he's like, he's a bad
boy.
Party
boy.
Brazilian, typical.
And for my second pick, I want to go centre mid.
I think I remember him kicking a chicken or something.
He's done a lot. There's bare videos of him fighting and that. But I want to go centre mid. English, wonder kid.
we all wondered why he fell off.
Oh. I know it is.
And then he said he's been selling drugs since he was eight. Was he eight on the corners?
RM.
Yeah. It's nice. It's Dele Alli, man.
Specs, you're up.
I'm going to try this one. Sol Campbell.
Ooh, I had him as well.
He was picked in the last one.
Didn't he marry two gal? Let me
Can I pick Lucas Fadebe?
Because?
In South Africa, Lucas Fadebe, there was rumours he was moving to a club. And the team didn't like it. So they showed up, took a selfie with him, and shot him in the leg.
That's not funny, but I'm going to laugh. That's not funny, but I'm going to laugh.
And he only spoke about it like last week. It happened 20 years ago, T. Why so long?
Selfie 20 years ago is revolutionary.
PK.
I'm going to go with a man, low concentration levels. He likes to eat leftovers, let's just say. Kante, he's got gibberish, he says wife, ex-wife.
Is it?
Yes, that's actually true.
And is that controversial?
Well, allegedly.
That is controversial.
Yeah. Allegedly true.
That is controversial. You're eating man's leftovers.
I've seen the report.
See, everyone, most people are someone's leftovers.
Yeah, no, but not gibberish. Not there, someone mate. That, huh?
You sound very immature. Yeah.
All right, then you're mature. You be mature. I'm immature. I like it.
He's rattled.
Yeah, because
I'm immature. I like it. I'm going to say that to Podolski.
If you're saying that you only deal with virgins, you're on the controversial list.
Because they played for the same country.
No, they didn't.
Gibran Cissé played for
teammates.
France.
They weren't teammates.
They played for the same country.
They did play for the same
country. All right, yeah. Then. So calm down, bro. About no, they didn't.
All right, cool. Talk. Keep going.
Land,
cool.
land.
Bro, you're not even on the show, bro.
No. See?
You're not in the show, bro.
Now you're
put your mic.
No, land. No, don't bring it to me. Land, don't do that. Don't think, no, you know. You haven't mastered it. You haven't mastered that. Land.
Mastered
five,
what?
5, 4.
What land.
Tigo's
going to get you in trouble again.
Sit back. I'm on the show.
All right, boys. Boys, do we agree with PK?
What happened to vote? We used to vote.
That's what I'm asking. Or should we pick again?
No, it's not controversial.
What? Nah, it's not controversial.
Not controversial.
All right then.
Because
she's doing a twang on him though.
Still? Did they have utes?
N'Golo Kante.
Does Gibril Cissé?
Go on. Yeah.
N'Golo Kante, he's a Kendo. He's a Kendo down there.
No,
N'Golo Kante got the snip. So he can't have utes. So that's controversial.
What are we doing?
N'Golo Kante got the snip. That's my controversial.
Oh, PK, pick again.
N'Golo Kante got the snip.
You got one more chance.
One more guy. All right then. I didn't even want to pick this guy.
Uh-oh.
Because it's not fair.
Uh-oh. What?
This is the PK we love.
Christian Atsu.
All right, do you know what? Yeah. You can have Kante.
Yeah, you got N'Golo Kante.
You can have Kante.
See, this is what we had to force that out of him.
That is class.
Geordie. Yeah.
I'm going real Essex boy here. This boy is from Essex. He got his assault charge in Essex. He was outside Sugar Hut. When he assaulted a police officer.
Wow, that's class.
And he got a $7,000 fine. He got away with it.
Love that.
His name's James Tompkins.
Free him. Oh, no, he's free.
Boys, in my midfield, I'm going to pick a player who I knew was controversial for one reason. He was investigated as part of an underage prostitution scandal in France.
Jesus is Lord.
Yeah.
He can stop there if you want.
Bro,
you win.
France is a nonce ends.
But he also attacked a restaurant owner following a bout of road rage.
Ooh, Marg.
So
Marg did that at number 5.
He did. He's banned.
His name, he played for Sunderland, he played for Fulham. His name's Yanam Via.
Oh, raw.
That's what we're going to sign him.
We have him in the Wonder Kid episode. We ain't done the Wonder Kid episode.
Failed Wonder Kid. Kids,
yeah. Always linked to Arsenal. Always.
Yeah, man.
Even when he was bad.
Vuj looks confused, but.
No. I'm picking Royston Drenthe.
Ooh.
What's he done now?
Nah, Royston Drenthe. Like, he was playing football. Apparently, he told Moyes to f off.
He's controversially
he
a mess.
He said he was the best midfielder in the world.
He became a rapper, became an actor.
Don't you remember? He said he left Real Madrid because he wanted to be like left wing, right wing. And
apparently he was having 2 a.m. hot tub romps at Everton's training ground.
Ooh. Hot tub romps?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He went to the, he took Gyal to the training room jacuzzi. Yeah.
So, I mean, fair play.
Poet.
Pele's a legend, we can all agree. And if you don't go to his funeral, I believe that's quite controversial. And one man that didn't go is Kaká.
Oh.
Kaká didn't go to Pele's funeral. Every other Brazilian player from
no, but why is he supposed to?
Maybe he had a link.
Every player, no, maybe he had a link.
He's very religious, Kaká.
Kaká's very
why
religious.
Go? Why didn't he go? He doesn't reveal.
Well, no, but boys, if I go and you lot got a link, you don't have to come.
Hey, maybe he knows something about Pele we don't know.
Or maybe Pele owes him peas.
Maybe Pele's controversial.
Remember, Specs set up that Kaká cutback video. He did the promo for that.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah.
It was it Hackney Masters or something?
Something like that, yeah.
And he got megged.
Steve-O. You got centre back, left back, right back, midfielder, midfielder.
Right, I'm gonna finish my midfield. First one I'm gonna put is DM. And his name, actually, is very controversial because when he became a manager of a third division club, might have been in the conference, he used to drive to the training ground. He used to drive his car onto the training pitch, park it on the hill, watch the players in the cold train. Edgar Davids.
Didn't we pick him last time? Can someone pick him?
Yeah, I did.
So like he got picked already, yeah.
Sorry, bro.
Yes, Steve-O. Yes,
cool, bro.
It's cool. Yep. Another midfielder I'm going to put is, don't need to, prepared. Is a midfielder. He's a very good goal-scoring midfielder. And nothing was said when he played, but after he's played, he's made a lot of noise. And his name is Matt
We picked him, but we didn't say his name.
Yeah, he called him Matt the Pig.
Yeah, Matt the Pig. Yeah.
All right, cool. So I didn't
see want to get struck down on YouTube.
Okay, so then I'm going to put another footballer. Jesus, another midfielder. And this is very controversial, even me saying it, because he was, I think he was maybe a wonder kid, played for Arsenal. Allegedly, something went missing from the dressing room. But apparently, that was just said, and it never really happened, but he was controversial anyway. He went from Arsenal to Tottenham. His name is Rowan Ricketts.
Rico.
This guy played right midfield, not wing, right midfield. But I want to put him, tuck him in. Centre mid. But it's like an AM, it's going out wide.
RCM.
Put him in the bed.
RCM. Yeah, man. He went to Newcastle for Man United as part of the Andy Cole deal.
Okay.
He is an addicted gambler. But okay. He comes out, he talks about it. He's got some crazy stories.
Addicted gambling.
But he seems nice guy. But he's very controversial, and his name's Keith Gillespie.
Keith Gillespie.
Yeah?
He's done a book, a whole book about it. Yeah.
Good player in Northern Ireland.
Yeah, man.
Poet.
Let's keep it up to date. I'm going to go for a man that I saw last year, apparently punched a player in the car park. I only saw the interview on Sky Sports News with the opposing manager who said that after what he said to Valverde on the field, Valverde deserves to punch him in the face. And after the game, Valverde punched some real Real player in the car park. So shout out Valverde.
Valverde's a G, you know.
Proper G.
Nah, he ain't on it. He's not on it.
I was about to say that. He's a bit fugazi. I reckon the youth must have been wet that he punched. Yeah.
The man are doing the selective bad boy thing.
Good pick. And Vooj. Vooj, we're back in the mix.
So the keeper's name was Vladimir Stojkovic.
Vladimir.
So yeah, he used to play for Red Star, went to Partizan eventually. Obviously, that's like a no-go in Serbia. And then he got attacked on a team bus, Serbian national team bus, but he survived. And now he plays in Saudi Arabia.
Vladimir is a good name.
Kufal's the best Vladimir in the world now, isn't it?
Is Vladimir a common name down in terms,
Russia, I think it is.
That's like their John, isn't it?
I'm going to pick a player who sat at this table. Who's controversial for so many reasons.
I know who you're going to go. I
he's
just thought about
he's been racially abused twice.
He's had a
once
hair transplant.
By an England captain and once on international duty for England. But that's not why I'm picking him. I'm picking him because he tried to have a hardcore match with El Hadji Diouf. Chairs were swinging. Butter knives were drawn.
Mm. Yes. Swear down.
His name is Anton Ferdinand.
He tried to on-site Diouf. I rate that, you know.
And somebody, and allegedly, El Hadji Diouf got tucked in a nightclub, and there was a lawsuit, allegedly, by somebody, allegedly.
Yeah, I'm going to, because I wasn't here for that episode. Who won the fight?
Anton Ferdinand.
It ended in a club with a load of people, allegedly, tucking him in.
Diouf started it, Anton finished it, allegedly.
I rate that.
I'm going to get my left back now. I found out that he's got like a couple of drink driving charges, but this guy's controversial anyway. His name's Danny Rose.
Yeah.
He wears that. Have you seen that Titanic thriller jacket that he wears as well?
And the Shirokol hat.
Yeah. To fight for this love hat. Yeah.
So I'm going Danny Rose. What do you think, Steve-O?
Decent.
Thank you.
PK Humble.
I'm going to go with a man that probably medically, because right now I'm really into... biology, so I'm really into my medics and my science.
Yeah, but watch your hand.
Why? What does that mean?
The Vieira.
Lad.
He wishes, bro.
That's why he didn't know what it means.
Yeah, he didn't know. He got shoulder shake like this.
So how do you shoulder shake? You don't shoulder shake like that.
One stroke up and you're finished.
Are you finished?
Don't worry about me, man.
Every day you want to talk about my pipe.
You're jealous.
Well, don't send me vids.
You're jealous.
Don't send me vids then.
Every day you want to talk about my pipes.
You're jealous is
crazy. Sending me nudes for what?
I'm not sending you nudes.
Sending me nudes for what?
Yeah, I could never send you nudes.
Never, ever.
Never. Mm. I'm going to go with a man that has alopecia, John Shelby.
What's he done? John Shelby's a good man.
John Shelby's a problem.
For how?
He's got alopecia. That's my problem. Oh. I've got issues with him. I don't like the fact that he doesn't want to grow hair.
John Shelby. No.
He had beef with Steve Cooper.
Bro, grow hair, bro.
I've never seen him with hair.
What do you mean, grow hair? How can you be 30?
Stone Cold.
Grow hair?
Put a picture of Stone Cold. He's blonde back in the day.
Alopecia is alopecia, but he had beef with Steve Cooper.
Yeah, no, but he grow hair, bro.
No, he married Daisy Evans, formerly of pop group S Club 8.
Is she black? Ooh. Is she black?
And Jimmy Carr performed.
Is she black?
Jimmy Carr performed at the marriage.
Oh wow.
So what is that?
That's the biggest controversy. Dave Chappelle got jumped on stage. I saw Jimmy Carr on the left of the stage. I was like, what's he doing now?
Is she black, did you say?
Yeah, no. So it backs up my story. Is Podolski black?
Sometimes.
Over the phone, though. They think she's white.
What is wrong with this shit?
We're not having it.
But no one's... You lot are not allowing me to have John Shelby.
Oh, you're still picking?
There's a man from... He's a chairman of the club, and he play, but he actually plays as well. He plays in South Africa, Royal AM. I don't know if it's Royal AM or AM. And his name is Andel Mispin. He's built like Geordie. He's got BBL, thick thighs.
I told you, you poo with the toilet seat, I thought. So is he.
His bum swallows his shorts.
That's what I mean.
But how do you poo?
How do you spell his
name? Like a normal person.
How do you poo?
Like a normal person.
You know, you can't squat.
You're the one that said your bum swallows your shorts last week.
And your bum is still touching the seat.
You said your bum swallows your shorts last week. You said that.
And
you
put
the toilet seat up.
Oh, how do you spell Andel Mispin's name?
I don't know.
Specs. Specs Miles.
Can I pick a pick that's personal to me?
If it's controversial.
It's based off my experience.
If it's controversial.
David Beckham.
Well, yeah, that's controversial, yeah.
Well, no. Beckham Academy is one of the worst investments.
No.
I played there and they had fake pictures of fans.
You don't have space there. You've only got wingers.
No, who's my right winger?
You want him on the right wing?
Yeah.
Fake pictures of fans.
No, that's not controversial. How are you not giving him that? That's not controversial.
Because we know there's other controversies around David Beckham.
I'm not going to go with the fake other.
Oh, there is other.
I ain't going to do that.
The one where he sent an email begging for a knighthood.
Me and David Beckham, the same host.
What did Roberto Carlos and him do again?
No, Rebecca Luce, isn't it?
Yeah, Rebecca Luce.
No, I'm not doing affairs. Yeah, because everyone. I can't laugh. But 1.4 million, it can't be, you know what I mean? But I'm going to say.
We'll say he begged for a knighthood.
Beckham Academy T got closed down really quickly.
He dissed the Queen.
No, T, Beckham Academy, man.
That was terrible.
How many people played there?
Harry Kane and his missus.
Lippy.
Yes, Beckham's in, Mo.
You got two picks.
When the Queen died, he jumped the queue.
I'm gonna go right wing. World Cup winner, played when everybody wore brown boots. Garrincha.
What's he done now?
The Grinch.
Went on tour with his team, Botafogo. They went on tour in Sweden and he breeded one of the local gal. He impregnated her.
That's just biology.
Nah, but he denied
that's
it.
That's literally poet.
Nah, but think about it back then, though. Like, they thought the youth was going to be another like, blonde man.
It's controversial that the youth was not good at ball.
Probably, because we don't know where he is, so he must have been shit. So, yeah.
Fine.
And my other... Did someone pick Tony Adams last week?
No.
I'll have Tony Adams.
We know why.
He went jail for...
He went jail as well?
He drove into a wall.
Oh, that is so clumsy.
Yeah. When he was drunk.
I was an alcoholic. And
yeah. Burst.
Controversial. Miles Specs.
This player I'm picking is a good player.
Can you tell me your position?
He's a defender. He tried to pursue a different career other than football at one time. Mm-hmm. He tried to do a prank with toy guns. And he was frightened for his life. Him and his friends.
Frightened.
Attacking Steve back in the day.
Who?
Oh, well done. Well done, Specs.
Sorry.
Oh. The player I'm picking.
Specs, you're so rubbish.
It's Kevin Stevens.
You never told me that though, bro.
As right back.
No, you
but let me land.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Hold on. No, you're lashing out.
I
told you to pick yourself.
That's my next pick. You killed it.
You see how you jumped in? Premature.
Okay, let me
wait.
he didn't get it until he said Kevin Stevens. No. It was about him and he didn't get it.
You're not listening.
You've ruined it.
You did ruin it.
Can I talk? Brother, he told me he was going to pick someone else.
PK, next pick.
And he done that. Why is he tricking me?
Because
we're together. Why is he tricking me?
Brother, you said right back. I said, yes, chill.
Oh, you took my pick, man.
That's not, you said,
yes, chill.
You said Bradley. That's not Bradley.
No, we're not doing that. I said, right, but yes, chill.
Boys,
let me
boys,
land.
Boys, PK.
He's not good at this, man.
I'm fantastic at this.
You supposed to have told me. You didn't tell me.
Like he said, you jumped in.
But you
sure.
Got me. You just right, got
let
me.
Let me do my pick. Let me do
How
my
was
pick.
Your kids born? You jumped in.
No, they weren't premature. My kids weren't premature. How was your kids born? How was you born? When's the last time you beat? Go on, let me hear. You even bathed yet?
I'm going with
You picked him. What's Have his you name? Written your team down?
Huh?
Have you written your team down?
Yeah, I'm writing it down.
Okay,
as I go along.
I've got a player missing from your team.
Who?
I don't know.
I'm gonna go.
Roy Hepman.
Oh, it was that weird player, Andel Espin. Misspin. I'm putting him midfield. I'll put him left back. Right back. They're hard to find.
Yeah.
All right then. Where does he play?
Yeah. All right then.
But Stephen, who cares?
Said, he's the chairman.
Speaker said, yeah, all right then.
Yeah.
And what was the lady from the immigration called again?
Suella.
There's Suella. No, I said the top boy. And Home Office in the MP.
Oh, Priti Patel.
Priti Patel. Priti Patel caused this man a lot of problems. Gave him Big Hedache, Leroy Lita. He didn't have his indefinite leave to remain.
Got too many attackers.
What?
That's your boy.
He's Congolese. He can play anywhere.
Al Bangura.
Oh, man. I needed Leroy Lita, you know. I'm going to go with Paul Merson then.
Makes sense.
He's Mr. He is a man that he trained. He done one-to-ones, you know, with Ivan Toney. He trained him. He built him up. To be this prolific Mr. 365er. They do it midday, even call it 365 because they do it every day of the week, of the year, sorry. Oh, Paul Merson. And he does like a little bevy. Double Henny and Coke for me, please.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Drugs
him
as
and,
well. Drugs
him
as
and,
well.
Him, I don't know about that one. Him and Tony Adams.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Jesus, them two on the night out as a car crash. Fatalities.
You're thinking of Richard Keogh.
Tony Adams as well.
Well, I'm going to go for one of the best ginger humans in the world.
Predicament.
I don't think there's anything wrong with having a foot fetish to each their own. But whose foot,
remember my foot
you
picture.
Play with matters. And there's a picture of this guy dealing with his daughter's foot wicked.
What? Ooh.
Yeah,
his name is Paul Scholes.
Yep.
Wow.
He calls his son, like, a son of
baby boy,
a fat a bit, bro. He's
bareback. He barebacked his what?
He bites.
He barebacked his son. Who scores barebacked his son?
Whoa. Yeah. What? Whoa. What?
You lot, man. Well, he's never going to come on the show now.
Shree.
Hey. He's coming on anyway. He's got colour problems. He won't be able to see the flag.
Nah, what did he do to his daughter's foot?
He bites off her toenails.
Yeah, there you go.
You can suck a foot, but you can't bite a toenail off.
So, Paul Scholes, T?
Paul Scholes, great pick. I am struggling.
It's very hard, man. I'm struggling myself. And I can't find my glasses and I can't see. Has anyone seen my glasses? Is it on the floor, Miles?
Your jacket's by your foot in front of you. So is it in there?
I'm bringing one back, T. Wait, it's you next, isn't it?
It's me next. I've just got to put someone in, really.
Chicken there.
Bring it back to me.
Who is that? That is
bring it back.
That's Mojo.
I'm going to go to...
Man, I'm struggling. I see man are sweating on their noses.
I'm gonna play this guy at left back, even though he's definitely not. Actually, no, I'm gonna put Richard Keogh left back because he can play there. And I'm gonna bring
Richard
in...
Richard Keogh? Yeah. Striker, no? No.
And you're thinking of Andy Keogh. And I'm gonna put Fabio Cannavaro, who was dodging taxes.
Do you know what's crazy? I was thinking about Cannavaro, Nesta, and all these men. Thinking someone had a story, and it was Cannavaro, man. Do you remember his brother, Paolo Cannavaro?
Yep. Yes. Verona.
Legend. You always used to buy him on FM.
By accident.
Wrong one.
Vooj.
Well, Taraba West.
Oh, what's he done now?
Well, basically, when he signed for Croatian side Rijeka, apparently, the doctor said he was aged 44. By his bones, but he came in there and said he was 32.
Yeah, yeah.
And that for works. Partizan, the Partizan chairman came out when he played for Partizan Belgrade, obviously against Newcastle, Marseille, and Real Madrid in the Champions League 2003. He came out recently and said that he was actually 40 and not some whatever age. He said he was 28. So apparently there was the age issue.
Terrible West was lame.
Back
wow.
In.
You know he's related back. To Kanye, innit?
And I love Terrible West, but...
Yeah. Kanye who?
Taribo and Kanye are cousins.
But these are all alleged. Obviously not proven. Proven.
My boy's got a son called Kanye. That's what I was like, what are you talking about? How you know Kanye?
Kanye?
Poet.
Is it?
Mm. Oh, daughter,
I'm
sorry.
Struggling, T, man.
Oh, it's not easy.
It's not easy.
It's hard, man.
This is difficult.
All right, T, look. Let's just put Van der Meyde in midfield. Let's just do it.
You can't do that, Paul.
Why?
You can't come you know, Paul? It's controversial, so you might as well.
Yeah? Thank you so much.
It's controversial draft. You can play anywhere.
That's not controversial.
Not anywhere.
That's on pitch, but we're letting you do it.
YouTube, I appreciate man. That, man. I'm going to go for an old English striker. I think he played for West Brom. He used to celebrate like this, and he went prison. His name's Lee Hughes.
Why'd he go prison?
I don't know, man.
Why do I know Lee Hughes?
Striker, yeah?
Car crash, killed someone in the other car, passenger. 6 years he got.
And then he went Coventry.
He was a goal scorer, though.
He retired like last 2 years ago.
What?
Mm.
What? How old is he?
Also had a Hughes, isn't it? 38.
Stephen Hughes. He's a commentator now.
English left footed baller. He was a baller.
He was
when, though? When he was alright.
97?
Yeah, that's why I don't know, bro. Oh.
No, enter 99, though.
Steve-O.
Yo.
You're up. I wouldn't have remembered. Right. I remember Black Arsenal.
I'm going to go. I need a right back and centre back and left.
Left.
Back.
Left. You need. Oh, sorry.
Right back. I know. It's that. Right back. I'm going to go for an Arsenal right back. His name is Emmanuel Mbuyi.
Mbuyi, yeah.
Mbuyi,
yeah.
And you're probably thinking, why is he controversial?
Emmanuel Mbuemo.
And I remember when Arsenal players met the Queen. All the players were shaking their hand, and when she came to Mbuyi, he said,
"Where this M's coming from?
Forget the M. Forget the M.
Mbuyi.
Yeah.
He told the Queen he wanted to quit football and he wanted to look after a dog and be a professional dog.
Look her after her.
Dog hand. Yeah, dog hand.
He also, I believe, was telling his ex-wife that he was broke. And was living on couches to avoid having to give her any
that
money.
As well.
Yeah.
And he speaks South Korean. And he tried to speak South Korean on the pitch when Galatasaray won the league.
Didn't his wife clean him dry?
Yeah. Oh no, he tried to speak Turkish.
There you go. Very controversial.
He's got a load.
And then at centre back, one of my centre backs, I'm going to put a kid. He's not a kid no more. He's actually 31. His name is James Pearson, and he is the son of a guy called Nigel Pearson.
Oh, what did Nigel Pearson?
And when Thailand.
He was in
Thailand,
I'm centre back.
Thailand.
Wait, was he the Thailand?
Yes, yeah. That's all you know. There you Thailand. Go. I'll just leave Thailand. It there.
Rim job.
The lady was licking his bum.
Yes.
Poet.
Poet.
You're up.
Yeah, I missed all the jokes. Poet. I'm struggling,
Poet
man.
Poet didn't even hear the jokes.
No, and I'm stressed. T.
Come on, boys, last three picks.
I was gonna say names. Let me know. Tony Adams.
It's been done.
Gone. I can't choose Duncan Ferguson, my guy, unless he could play centre back.
Probably could. Yeah, I reckon he could.
He's a great defender. I'll tell you that.
I think he
got picked last time anyway.
He's
a great defender of things.
Find an Italian person. Italians like to. Italians.
What
like
did Benucci do?
He was.
That's a great centre back.
I feel like he ganged up on someone.
Moyes Keane. He did.
Yeah.
Fantastic, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, so my pick now, T, is Benucci. I feel like he ganged up on someone. Moyes Keane.
He did. Moyes Keane, I think a few of them got together with racially or something. It was something.
Oh, he didn't back
Moyes,
him.
Yeah, Moyes Keane
is that
was
what it was?
Abused.
Yeah, when the crowd were racist to him, he didn't
Moyes
back
Keane
him.
Said something
back.
That's why. Yeah, yeah, I was going to say
that. Benucci
thank
got
you,
onto Moyes Keane.
Yeah,
that's controversial.
That's controversial. You got to back the man, then. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, my brother.
No worries.
Respect. You back me.
Do I need a centre back?
David Villain.
Moyes
Keane. Have we done the Canyon?
Yeah.
Modric?
No.
Luka. Okay, Modric. Let's do Modric.
Oh.
He wasn't... he was charged with perjury? Perjury?
Oh, of course he was, yeah, yeah.
Because in his contract, when he was leaving Dinamo Zagreb, the president basically kind of illegally put in a thing in his contract where he gets like 80% or 50% of the transfer. It was like money laundering kind of thing.
Yeah, I remember that.
He didn't go down for it, but him and Lovren actually were both charged. But obviously I've got Lovren and I've got his mate Modric in as well.
Cold.
Good
Cold.
Pick. I forgot about that. That wasn't that long ago.
Cold.
Yeah. But he didn't go. So if you've been charged, there wasn't enough evidence to convict him.
Yeah. I'm going to go with a former Everton wonder kid. We talked about an Everton wonder kid in the group because there's Danny Cadamartari's son plays for Sheffield Wednesday now. It's exciting. And he could have been in this list. But instead, I'm going to go with someone who was supposed to be the next guy in England. He fell off. unfortunately failed a couple of drugs tests, cocaine, ecstasy.
Cocaine.
His name's Jose Baxter.
Oh, wow. Everton, yeah? Everton.
Yeah.
Why do I feel like there was a big prospect? No, I'm thinking.
Nah, he was, though.
He was a big. He was.
I'm going to pick someone who is very opinionated and his opinions often spark controversy. You lot can tell me if I can have him or not. He always has something to say about someone. He's got a problem with Aubameyang. He's got a problem with Gabri Veiga for going to Saudi. And there's a picture of him slapping Jude Bellingham's hand for some reason. Toni Kroos.
Loves Robbie Williams. Always tweeting about him. But there's something he done.
Toni Kroos, boys.
We're stretching. Stretch it. We're stretching it.
Well,
turn
PK,
2-1.
PK, what's your next one?
What have I got? I need the
midfield centre back.
I'm going to go with Ndombele.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's a whale.
Right now, he is a baby whale. Yeah, man. Expect saw him in Shoreditch Box Park. He'd probably be going home with him.
He's controversial because he's put on weight.
Nah.
He's controversial because everything he does is controversial.
He was training on the hard
shoulder. If you just go and watch him, everything about him is demeanor. He does that thing like Africans do, yeah, where they put their trainers like this.
That you're doing right now.
He trains all his trainers into slippers.
He's like that right now.
And my dad done that with my Yeezys. I had to pull his ears. Oh. I said, you know how much
he got bigger ears than yours?
What?
See how small your ears are.
Oh, wait, we only talk about dad, yeah? Because I've seen your dad.
What's
going on? I'm just letting my know in
I don't want anything to do with this.
We're going to go left back. We ain't got left back, have we?
No.
So we're thinking about our team hard. We said Ozil needs his bedroom in case anything kicks off. Okay. But Bale will come and punch man up.
Yeah, facts.
They called him the tank.
Nah, I'm going to pick someone that's been picked then because he got picked last week.
Who's that?
What?
Did he?
Who?
No.
Kolasinac.
No, it's just because it was my pick, so yeah, well done. You didn't get picked.
Because I had no one else.
I've got one, I need a left back. That's the only thing I
have. Kolasinac.
Well done,
you. And was he controversial because he had the fight?
Wow, he bagged guys with helmets on.
And he ran away.
Yeah, they chased him.
And he got chased by the Schalke fans.
Yeah.
He's controversially basically.
Yeah, you know why it's controversial? Because you can't punch up a man with helmets and then run away from, you know, fans in
without
Schalke.
Helmets.
Oh, there's numbers. It's a numbers game.
If I punch you up, I'm the hardest in the year.
Lippy.
Can't run my next week, I'm saying, Steve-O. Mm. Is it?
Are you listening, yeah?
We're listening.
What have I got left?
Lippy requires a left back and a right back.
I'm going to play this guy right back because I think he's right footed. That's what his face is telling me. Just says he's a defender. None of us know him, but this is how we're going to remember him. It says
is that we're going to meet him?
It says the controversial Mbeya City defender is said to have gone behind Boko in Sunday's Premier League match and pushed one of his fingers into the latter's backside.
Rick Welmes.
Prompting angry exchanges between the duo.
Was that not Roman Riquelme?
Riquelme.
Didn't, is that who he did it to?
Nah, he's played in the Tanzanian League.
Oh, it happened in Argentina, you know.
Is it? Yeah.
I just remembered.
Juan Neyosa, he looks at specs.
Let me see.
Let me see.
That's like a strong.
That's me.
Yeah, he's gonna play right back and left back. He's a controversial left back.
Man said
they are hard to find.
Wayne Bridge, his wife got
piped. I picked him.
Yeah, Silvinho, didn't he come Arsenal on like fake documents?
Allegedly, yeah.
That's why he couldn't play for us.
And that was the best thing to ever happen to Ashley Cole's career.
Yeah, literally.
Is that why he had to leave?
Yeah.
No
and
way.
We had to swap him for Van Bronckhorst.
Specs, Miles, have you written your team down?
No, we're just remembering it.
We know it. We're going to goalkeeper.
You should only need one player.
No.
Yeah.
So we've got two left, yeah?
You should only have one, though.
Yeah, that don't make sense because I've only got one left.
Because have we done that inside forward and the left?
No. But then you must have done a goalkeeper.
We ain't done a goalkeeper. We've done Ronaldo, R9.
Pick
two now.
It's all right.
Pick two now.
You need a goalkeeper and a forward.
Both of you. Both of you, one each.
Okay, well, we're going to keep this one short and sweet. Me and this player's got a lot more in common than I thought. Left winger. He likes BBWs like me. He got caught in a...
Cold.
Yeah, he likes black women.
Cold.
Good player on the pitch. Yep. He's a maverick off the pitch, on and off it.
Yep.
Jack Grealish. Mm. We didn't know that picture with him, with the girl, with the lovely... Sensational.
It's not true, obviously.
Oh,
But it's fine. It was still controversial.
It's not true, but he looks like a player that looks like black women.
What's not true?
That photo doesn't represent what you think it represents.
Oh, right.
But he likes black women.
I thought you meant the picture's fake.
Oh, what are you trying to say?
What's the picture? What is it not?
Him in bed with some.
Nah,
but
I know the picture. It's sounding like he's someone.
It's fabricated.
No, maybe someone wasn't.
No, it's just that's not what they were there for.
Ah, okay, but he likes black women, and yeah, we've got something in common. And our keeper is washing at Chesney. Smoking in the showers.
Man's hotboxing it.
Doesn't that put out the cigarette?
You'd imagine so.
Well, yeah.
Nah, because people smoke in the rain as
well. When you smoke in when you smoke in the toilet or the
hotel,
it's the shower smoke. Allegedly, it because you see the smoke like go because science when smoking, it goes towards the steam, but the smell's still
that's
there.
Controversial in itself.
Yeah, that smoke's good for poos and that, you know.
What? It's basically photosynthesis.
If you steam up the bathroom and do a poo,
nah,
trust me, you won't
spreading. You're spreading the vibe.
I've done it for me in the hotel. They ain't smoke nothing.
I think poo and cigarette might be the worst smell in one room
together.
Ever.
Nah, it's not worse than Red Bull and cigarette.
Red Bull and cigarette smells worse than poo and cigarette.
My last pick is a centre half. I'm gonna go with a man that done the same thing that Specs done when he went to jail. He cried. Cried a lot.
I never cried, never.
I heard. A man cried. His name is Ruben Semedo. I don't know what team he played for, but he played. I'm assuming he's Portuguese, of the descent of Burkina Faso or Equatorial Guinea. But yeah, he cried when he went to jail. Let me tell you what he went to jail for. He went to jail for.
I cried when I came
out. An altercation in a bar in Valencia.
Attempted murder.
I did.
Right, I need a keeper, boys, and I remember watching the World Cup that's just gone. Germany went out early. So both players went on holiday, innit? While they're waiting for their clubs to get back in. Manuel Neuer went on a ski trip and broke his leg.
Do you remember?
Yeah, that is clumsy.
That's a good keeper.
And he was out for time. And he's only just come back the other day.
They signed two keepers, got rid of both of them, like Jan Sommer and someone else, got rid of both of them as soon as Neuer came
back. Thank you, Miles. Thank you.
Do you know me and Podolski was talking about going skiing this year as well?
Don't.
Sick, but no, there's a skiing, I think, in Finland, but it's like short. So the slope is like just from like the light to the ground. Bro, anyone can drop from there.
Loads of people been hurt in skiing, you know.
I'm taking my
son. In contracts, you're not allowed to do that.
Schumacher.
It's a breach of contract. Schumacher's paralyzed now.
Yeah, I think he actually got sued.
Yeah, there's go-karting at Tottenham Stadium now.
Who picked Serge Klasnac? That was you, wasn't it? Yeah. That's where the problem is.
Andrew 22. It's on you.
Wait, round. It's fine. We'll work it out.
Whatever, nothing for you.
All right, either way, it's fine. I was just researching for ages, trying to find a fullback, and I found one, and then I realised I need a midfielder.
Sitting
so
on
I'm
going to
pick this one.
Sitting on toilet.
Alleged.
And give me the fullback?
Yeah, you can have the fullback. This one's a super alleged one, but there's some meat on the bone.
Addicted to watching cartoons?
Meat on the bone. Lamb shanked him,
former
yeah?
Manchester United midfielder.
Oh, damn it.
Shank lamb.
Has a brother who looks exactly like him.
Oh. Damn it.
I don't know how we made it this far.
Oh, and how we forget that, bro?
Yeah. And he's not Paul Pogba.
No. Yeah,
he allegedly would woo women, bring them back to his room, and have intercourse. And then when they weren't looking, he would swap out with his brother wearing the exact same clothes with the exact same hair.
Yeah, I heard about this.
His name allegedly is Marouane Fellaini.
I just want to say they got that from Sunset Beach.
Nah, I got one. He's played for Bosnia. He was a centre back, but just switch it around.
Yeah, it's fine.
His name's Ognjen Vranješ.
How am I supposed to?
You have got that. The Eastern European region.
Bro, smash!
I feel like
it's
I'm playing Pez.
Yeah.
Vranješ. Vranješ. J-E-S.
Yep, Ognjen Vranješ. Yep.
He apparently was the man who was shagging. Oh, not apparently. I think it happened.
Shagging? Who's
the shagging? There's a player called Dusko Tosic. He used to play for Besiktas.
Mm-hmm.
He was dating like a Serbia's biggest pop star named Jelena Karleuša.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the guy who broke up their marriage.
Wow, I see that.
But he also has an Ultras tattoo from AEK Athens because he got in with the Ultras in AEK Athens. He played for Bosnia, but he's a Serb. Ethnically, which had a lot of controversies because some of his tattoos.
Are you an Ultra?
Not really. I like the culture of Ultras fandom, but
culture.
I'm not like
you're a culture Ultra.
Sentenced to
culture
8 months.
Culture Ultra? Vuj, is that Vendos?
Huh?
Is that Vendosis or?
You what?
Is it Vendosis?
Vend what?
Sorry to God.
Poet, your last pick is a left back.
He's such a tank with a left back. I was needing assistance. Everyone. I got loads of help. But I'm going to go for a player that's recent, actually, I found. And he done a post and it got him a lot of problems. His name is Zinchenko and he was pro, I won't say what, on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
And unfortunately for him, it got him in a bit of problems. Or maybe not, unfortunately for him.
Steve-O the Madman, your last pick is a left back.
Yes. I had two left backs. I know you lot have been struggling for left backs. I had two. Didn't want to tell you. But I'm going to go with a guy called Bradley Wood. He used to play for Lincoln City. And he was banned for 6 years for match fixing. And it was a time where match fixing around the lower leagues was rife.
Can I ask you something? Was the max supposed to be there? Did he do match fixing?
No. That's match fixing.
Oh, you mean like maximum?
Maximum.
That's all 38 games.
But he did get caught betting on 22 of his own games, which is...
That's a lot.
It's a lot, yeah.
His name's Bradley Wood.
He's a bad boy, yeah.
Isn't that Woods' name?
Yeah,
it is. Rah, that is Woodsy.
It's not that Woodsy, though. That Woodsy would make the list as well, though.
Yeah, facts. Definitely Woods.
Could have used it, to be honest.
Lee Bowyer, so it makes sense.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Woodsy.
We're going to run through these teams now. Lippy, have you got a team name
ready? Last.
You don't have to. Yeah, that was the last pick. Well done, Steve-O. Lippy, your team. In goal, René Higuita. Left back, Silvinho. Centre backs, Christoph Metzelder, Tony Adams. Right back, Juma Nyoso. Midfielders, Stig Tofting, Sinisa Mihailovic, and Dele Alli. And forwards on the wing, now Ranger, Romario, and Garincha.
What a team.
What's your team called? Let's call that Bad Guys and a Nonce.
Specs Miles, your team. In goal, Wojciech Szczesny.
Listen to this team.
Now, your defence is chaotic, but it's fine. Left back, Kevin Stevens.
You put me at left back. You put me at left back.
Inverted.
Okay, so who's left back?
Klasnić.
Oh, yeah, because that's where the mistake is. So how have you got Allardyce, Zuma, Radebe?
Where does Allardyce play? He's a centre back.
Yeah, so you've got about four centre backs there. Radebe's a centre back.
Yeah, that's where the mistake is.
I'll just take Radebe out then. I mean, take Sam Allardyce out then. We got Radebe.
What do you mean? You're going to have a player less.
Wait, how many centre backs we got?
You've got four defenders, and none of them are Sayer Kolasinac. Radebe, Zuma, Allardyce, Stevens.
Oh, you picked Zuma and Allardyce, man.
Oh, well, we'll take out Allardyce then.
You can't take out anyone, bro. You have 10 players.
It's fine.
We don't have 10 players. We've got 12.
Nah, that's fine. That's fine. We'll do that. So, say where you have Sayer Kolasinac.
Okay. Sorry.
This is going to be a hard edit.
And no, I'm going to put Radebe, Lucas, Radebe. We're getting rid of Big Sam and we're putting Kevin Stevens at right back. There we go. All right. Let's do your team from the start. Goalkeeper, Wojciech Szczesny. Left back, Sayer Kolasinac. Centre backs, Lucas Radebe and Kurt Zouma. Right back, Kevin Stevens. In midfield, Paul Pogba, Patrick Vieira, Mesut Ozil. On forward positions, David Beckham, Ronaldo, and Jack Grealish. I feel like you didn't pick this team properly.
You picked it to try and...
This is like a normal draft team.
Yeah, but it's not interesting. But they've got controversial.
So it's not interesting.
Terrible team.
They're not like trying to say that.
I know.
Are you crazy?
I know. Nah, Pogba's cool, but Patrick Vieira, I don't get it.
What?
It's not 10 on the scale. So
you know what? To pick your team name, this is a bad... This is the worst. This is the worst
in
the draft.
Yeah, boss. Exactly.
Something tells me he's going to pick a team name.
You don't all agree.
Yeah, because they're bum boys, that's why.
Go.
Rename ourselves.
What's that? What did I see downstairs on the computer? Wallace and Gromit. One of my favourite shows ever.
PK, your team is in goal Manuel Munoz. Yeah. Left back Nuno Tavares. Centre backs Ruben Semedo and Chancellor and Bemba. Right back Andal Misbin. Midfield Tanguy Ndombele, Paul Merson and N'Golo Kante. Forwards Craig Bellamy, Troy Deeney and Luis Diaz.
So what's worse than ours?
No, in a way.
No, it's not. My one's called Villains Real.
Jordy, yeah. Your team. In goal, Manuel Neuer, left back Danny Rose, centre backs Jerome Boateng and James Tompkins, right back Trent Alexander-Arnold, midfield Paul Scholes, Toni Kroos and Phil Foden, forwards Ronaldinho, Patrick Kluivert, Quincy Promise. I feel like you did the same thing as them.
What?
Humble EFC.
What?
Yeah.
How?
I ran out of ideas, man.
Humble EFC, that's mad.
All right, Tigo's team.
I'm surprised no one picked me.
Tigo's team. In goal, David Ake. I've already won. Left back Richard Keogh. I've already won. Centre backs Anton Ferdinand and Fabio Cannavaro. Right back Serge Aurier. Midfield Yann Nvia, Jose Baxter, Marouane and Fellaini. Forwards Peter Beardsley, Dwight Yorke, and Matthias Pogba.
Peter Beardsley.
That's rubbish.
The crowd are very young. The crowd ain't gonna. I don't know most of your players.
Exactly.
But my team's called Fathers Raise Your Sons United.
Again?
Yeah, because Dwight York.
Okay, cool.
Vuj, your team, and excuse me for pronunciations.
You're going to sneeze.
In goal, Vladimir Stojkovic. Left back, Royston Drenthe. Centre backs, Dejan Lovren and Taribo West. Right back, Ognjen Vranjes. Midfield, Sasa Cercic, Gwelo Kanga and Oscar. And your forwards, because we had to fit him in, Luka Modric, Umar Sadiq and Marko Pantelic.
Red star, hell grade.
Oh.
Of course.
Oh, that's class.
That's crazy.
Poet, you ready for your team?
Not really, but let's go for it.
In goal, Thibaut Courtois. Left back, Alexander Zinchenko. Centre backs, Chris Smalling and Leonardo Bonucci. Right back, Jed Spence. Midfield, Federico Valverde, Andy van der Meijden and Kaká. Forwards, Lucas Podolski, Ryan Babel and Lee Hughes.
Nah. Play us. That's a play us, man.
You picked Podolski because he was rude to you. Okay, Jordy.
Poet, what's your team called?
Stay Cheating.
Stay Cheating. Finish it.
Queen with one
What is the next line?
What did you say?
Oh, is it?
That was all breath.
Steve the Madman. Are you ready for your team?
Yeah.
In goal, Roberto Rojas.
Woo!
Left back, Bradley Wood.
Woo!
Centre back, Slaven Bilic and James Pearson.
Jeez.
Right back, Manuel Bue.
Woo!
Midfield, Keke Gillespie, Rowan Ricketts and Freddie Ljungberg.
Woo!
Forwards, Faik Bolkiah, Ian Wright and David Cottrell.
Woo!
You villainized them.
They're called The Hills.
Mm-hmm, I like that.
The Hills.
King of the Hill. Great cartoon.
Great
King
show.
Of the Hills.
Hills, like back foot.
Well, boys, crowd, let us know if we've forgotten anybody. I think we might have done our last controversial draft. I can't think there's any more players left. And Abel Xavier, I could have said.
Abel, yeah. What did
drug
he do?
Test,
Eusebio.
Drug test.
And his hair.
Yeah, and his hair is controversial. Filthy5.com. Subscribe like to the channel on YouTube if you haven't.
Yashin.
Subscribe to us on audio platforms. Thanks for coming.
That's controversial.
Man said that. He's in the Peaky Blinders, bro.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.